from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting new sanctions for North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new economic sanctions today against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's reclusive communist regime and funding for its weapons development.
The order enhances the Treasury Department's authorities to target any individual or entity that conducts significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea. And I'm very proud to tell you that, as you may have just heard moments ago, China, their central bank, has told their other banks, it's a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
The U.S. leader called North Korea's nuclear bomb and ballistic missile programs a grave threat to peace and security in our world, and it is unacceptable that others financially support this criminal rogue regime. President Trump yesterday said he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to tell reporters what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the agreement.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Mr. Trump is obligated to inform Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the agreement. This is VOA News.